Lepete shada ba 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 ba. Holy fire. Holy fire burn upon my altar. Holy fire. Holy fire. Holy fire burn upon my altar. Fire burn upon my altar. Holy fire burn upon my altar. Holy fire burn upon my altar. Holy fire. Holy fire. Holy fire burn upon my altar. Holy fire. Holy fire, Jesus. Holy fire burn upon my altar. Holy fire. Holy fire. Oh, Jesus. Holy fire burn upon my altar. Oh, holy fire. Oh, holy fire burn upon my altar. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We worship you. We give you praise this morning in the name of Jesus. I want to greet you all in the mighty and awesome name of Jesus. I hope you have been blessed this morning in the name of Jesus. The Lord has given us another opportunity to come into his presence this morning. Hallelujah. I hope you are blessed this morning. I am blessed to be in the presence of God, to worship the Father of all spirit this morning. And I believe that you want to praise the Lord with me this morning. Greetings to all of you. Welcome to RTD Church International Morning Devotion Service, where we come to encounter the living God. In the morning will you hear my voice, for I have prepared a sacrifice for you. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. This is our commitment to God, to praise God, to worship God, to adore God. And I want you to take 1 or 2 minutes just to tell him, Lord, I love you. Lord, you are my everything. Thank you, Jesus, for the gift of life, for the gift of salvation, for your mercy, for your protection, for your goodness, for your favor. This morning, I just want to thank you. I want to bless you. I want to worship you. Just to worship him for a few minutes. Father, we worship you. We give you praise. Father, we worship you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We worship you, our Lord. We praise you. We worship you. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you for your mercy that I knew every morning. Thank you, mighty Father, for provision. Thank you for being in good health. Thank you, mighty God, for your covering. We bless you this morning. We worship you. We declare declare thy majesty, we declare thy goodness, we declare thy favor upon us this morning in the name of Jesus. We call unto you, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we pray that give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our trespasses, O Father, even as we forgive those who trespass against us, O Father. For thine is thy kingdom, thy glory, and thy honor, and thy power forevermore. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May all the inhabitants of the earth praise his holy name. Abu Shatamanta, Mazekete Lebenanta, Okoba Shabale, Shebenenta Zarabai, Ikabanto Mutalabi. Mantalanin Shabananta Ikabahanto Zopa Maganate Lepita Shadamanto Zopa Barani Ikabahanto Zopa Bashaya. You deserve all the praises, you deserve honor, you deserve all the glory. All the power belong to you, our Savior, our Lord, our King. We worship you this morning. We declare thy majesty, Mashadani, Lepete Shabalantani Ketolonata, Eperine Mentanamanta Zapekelananta. We worship you, our Lord, our Savior, our Daddy, our everything, our Father. We bless you. We worship you. Ikabokona mantanaje, ikabaka da 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 da. We commit the activities of the day before you. We commit every plan and agenda we have before you, Jehovah. That, Father, let the ark of your glory go ahead of us this morning. That arise, let thy enemies be scattered. Let them flee away from thy sight. We declare the will of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit to be accomplished upon this day. We declare thy might, we declare thy favor, we declare thy goodness. Hashadama Lepita Shabananta Zaranante Ikabahanto Zobabalanante Ikabakanta Rabakateleganai Ikabunta Mantana Misha Shebenenta. We worship you, Father. Hallelujah. Ejanamananto Zopabaraba. I will bless the Lord. Habashani Kabukuta da 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 da. Ikamahanta mataradiki lepete shebenantu zoba makananante. I will bless you. I will worship you. I will give you glory and all honor and all power and all majesty. Hallelujah. Because there is none like thee, O the Lion of the tribe of Judah. I worship you, my Savior. I worship you, my King. I will bless you with the fruits of my lips. I will lift up your name across the nation. I will declare that you are our God, and besides thee we have no other God. You are the praise of our life. You are the honor of our life, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. May your name be exalted. May the fame of your name go across the nations in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise and glory to the mighty one of Jacob. Praise and glory to the living God. Praise and glory to the Lord of hosts. Praise and glory to him, the one who sits on the throne. Ila bahando zopa baradash lepiata shabanakine kendelananto. Hallelujah. We worship you, our Father. We worship you, our Daddy, who is like thee, our King, our Savior. Hallowed be thy name this morning in the name of Jesus. Ooh, I just love the Lord. I just love the Lord. He has been so good to us and is worthy of our praise this morning. The Lord is worthy. He's worthy. We are going directly to the Word of God. Hallelujah. We are going to the book of Psalms, chapter 35. We are going to hear the Word of God in Jesus' name.
Contend, O Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and rise for my help. Draw the spear and javelin against my pursuers. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Let them be put to shame and dishonor who seek after my life. Let them be turned back and disappointed who devise evil against me. Let them be like chaff before the wind, with the angel of the Lord driving them away. Let their way be dark and slippery, with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. For without cause they hid their net from me, without cause they dug a pit for my life. Let destruction come upon him when he does not know it, and let the net that he hid ensnare him, let him fall into it to his destruction. Then my soul will rejoice in the Lord, exulting in his salvation. All my bones shall say, O Lord, who is like you? Delivering the poor from him who is too strong for him, the poor and needy from him who robs him? Malicious witnesses rise up, they ask me of things that I do not know. They repay me evil for good, my soul is bereft. But I, when they were sick, I wore sackcloth. I afflicted myself with fasting. I prayed with head bowed on my chest. I went about as though I grieved for my friend or my brother, as one who laments his mother. I bowed down in mourning. But at my stumbling they rejoiced and gathered. They gathered together against me. Wretches whom I did not know tore at me without ceasing. Like profane mockers at a feast, they gnash at me with their teeth. How long, O Lord, will you look on? Rescue me from their destruction, my precious life from the lions. I will thank you in the great congregation, in the mighty throng I will praise you. Let not those rejoice over me who are wrongfully my foes, and let not those wink the eye who hate me without cause, for they do not speak peace, but against those who are quiet in the land they devise words of deceit. They open wide their mouths against me. They say, Aha! Aha! Our eyes have seen it. You have seen, O Lord. Be not silent. O Lord, be not far from me. Awake and rouse yourself for my vindication, for my cause, my God and my Lord. Vindicate me, O Lord my God, according to your righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, Aha, our heart's desire. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. Let them be put to shame and disappointed altogether who rejoice at my calamity. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor who magnify themselves against me. Let those who delight in my righteousness shout for joy and be glad and say evermore, Great is the Lord who delights in the welfare of his servant. Then my tongue shall tell of your righteousness and of your praise all the day long.
What a powerful word. Praise be to Jesus from the book of Psalms chapter 35. That is really indeed a powerful scripture that we have heard this morning. It's a very, very powerful word. Praise be to Jehovah Jireh. And we are going to go shortly through these scriptures that we have just heard this morning. Hallelujah. And I pray that the Lord is going to bless us. From verse 1, the Bible begins by saying that, Contend, O Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. There are moments where we want God to contend with those that are contending with us, with those that are fighting against our destiny. Praise be to Jesus. All of us, we have some form of battle. We have some form of thing that we fight against, something that is fighting against our life. Praise be to Jesus. And it's very important to invite your battle, to invite God into your battle. Praise be to God. And the psalmist is inviting God to his battle. He's telling the Lord to contend with those that contend with him, with those that are fighting with him, with those that doesn't want to see anything good coming out of him. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There are people that they don't want to see anything good coming out of your life. They don't want to see anything good coming out of your destiny. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. But by the mercies of God, by the grace of God, hallelujah, we have to invite our Savior, our Lord, to our battle. It is very important to invite God to your battle, because you cannot do it in your own. Praise be to Jesus. There are sometimes you can meet enemies that are stronger than you. Praise be to God. So you have to invite God into your battle. You have to invite God. Make the battle the Lord's battle. You see, there are moments where you think because you are an intercessor, you think because you are a great man of God, you are an apostle, hallelujah, you are a pastor, hallelujah, you enter with your flesh, you enter with your physical power in order to win your battle. Let the Lord fight for you. Praise be to Jesus. Be still. Hallelujah. And you shall see the salvation of the Lord. Praise be to God of Nazareth. So contend, O Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Have you been in an occasion where people are contending with you? People are fighting against you. It can be in the office. It can be in the workplace. It can be on the street. It can be in the church. It can be in school. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Where people are just out to fight against you. People are out to get you fired for no reason. Praise be to Jesus. May the Lord contend. Hallelujah. May the Lord fight with those who fight you. Take hold of shield and buckler and arise for my help. Draw the spear and javelin against my pursuers. Praise be to Jesus. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. In other words, you are telling God, take up the shield and the buckler. Those are instruments of war. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You are inviting God to fight for you. You are inviting God to pursue your enemies in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, there's a lot of people that doesn't like to pray this kind of prayer. Hallelujah. There are moments where we have to pray for the Lord to pursue our enemies. You know, when you are under pursuit, you are miserable. There are people that their lives are under pursuit. They are under pursuit of witches. They are under pursuit of wizards. They are under pursuit of bad men and bad women. Praise be to Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. But when we invite our Savior, when we invite our Lord, He will put them to run. In the name of Jesus, those that are contending with you, the Lord will put them on run. Makoto shabalete lebenekanda lepete shebakanda rabababababa. Those that doesn't want to see you doing the will of God, those that doesn't want to see you fulfilling the purposes of God concerning your life and concerning your destiny, the Lord will put them on the run in the name of Jesus. They will not escape the judgment of God. Ikabananta zataradi kenda latoza zabarani. Ipabababu shalele behendem. Verse 4 says, let them be put to shame and dishonor who seek after my life. Let them be turned back and disappointed who devise evil against me. Let them be put to shame and dishonor. Those that want me to be demoted, those that are seeking after my life. Hallelujah. You know, there are people that you being alive is a torment to them. They don't even want you to live. Hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus. Let them be put to shame and dishonor who seek after my life. Let them be turned back and disappointed who devise evil against me. They will be disappointed. Those men and women that are devising, they are planning evil against you. May the Lord cover them with the garment of shame. May they get demoted as you get promoted. In the mighty name of Jehovah, this is the word of the living God. Let them be put to shame and dishonor who seek after my life. Let them be turned back and disappointed. Let them be demoted. Let them be turned back. Ikabahanto zobaranata. Ikeberita sadamanta. Let them be turned back and disappointed who devise evil against me. Let them be like chaff before the wind, with the angel of the Lord driving them away. Praise be to God. Let them be like chaff in the wind, with the angel of the Lord driving driving them away. May the Lord scatter your enemies today. May the Lord scatter the enemies of your life. May the Lord scatter the enemies of your salvation. May the Lord scatter the enemies of your progress. May the Lord scatter the enemies of your promotion, the enemies of your growth. May the King of glory scatter them like chaff. In the mighty name of Jehovah, may the Lord prepare the way for you. Anyone that is a stumbling block, may the Lord remove them. Ikabana tosala. Whether they are the chief CEO, whether they are the accountant in the company, whoever it is, whatever their title, the Lord will scatter them. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, let them be like chaff before the wind. You know, chaff is flying. You know, when you throw chaff before the wind, it gets carried away. May the Lord carry them away. Those that are after your life, those that are after your destiny, may the wind of the Lord carry them. May the Lord drive them away from your presence. In the mighty name of Jehovah, those places that they think they have been working there for many years, that they can arm the children of God, may the wind of God drive them away. May they be scattered in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Then he said, with the angel of the Lord driving them away. May the angel of the Lord drive them away in the name of Jesus. Any enemies of our life, any enemies after our lives, after any member of this church, after our destiny, after our progress, after our call, may the angel of the Lord drive them. These are prayerful points. Praise be to God. You know, you can't be going out of this scripture without praying, because this scripture is prayer itself. It's inviting God to contend. It's inviting God to fight with that witch that is terrorizing people in the village. It's inviting God to deal with that wizard, to deal with that witch, to deal with that barbarian leader, to deal with that leader that is causing lives to be miserable, to deal with that barbarian boss that is making life a living hell, that when you want to go to work, it feels like you are going to hell because your boss is not treating you properly. May the angel of the Lord pursue them. In the name of Jesus, amen. For without cause they hide their net for me. Without cause they dug a pit for my life. Hallelujah. Without cause they hide their net. They are looking for an opportunity to bring you down. They are looking for an opportunity to bring shame unto you. They are looking for an opportunity for you not to do the will of God. They are looking for an opportunity to give you a demotion. Hallelujah. Praise be to Jehovah. For without cause they hide their net for me. Hallelujah. Without cause they dug a pit for my life. They are digging a pit for you to fall in. But the same pit they dug, they will be the one to be swallowed in that pit. Ikabahanto matalanai. Let destruction come upon him when he does not know it. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Let destruction come upon him when he does not know it. Those that are out to destroy your life, those that are out to destroy your job, those that are out to destroy your ministry, those that are out, makatarasha. The Bible said, let destruction come upon them when he does not know it. That time they least expect. They think that they have gone to the highest hierarchy. They think they can just misuse people. They think they can just treat people anyhow. But the Bible said, let destruction come upon him when he does not know it, and let the net that he hid ensnare him. That very net, that very trap that they have made it for you, may that very trap ensnare them. Makata baladash. That very thing that they went to the witch to do for you, may it backfire on them. May it backfire in their house. In the mighty name of Jehovah. Eh, For you shall reap what you sow. Hallelujah. If you sow bad things, you shall reap bad things. Praise be to Jehovah. May they be ensnared with the very net they have made. Let him fall into it to his destruction. That very pit they have dug, let them fall into it. In the name of Jesus, Alatamanta zebelete balananta, jekata da 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 da, lepete shabine kende leperinanto, ikabanda mazeketelina manto, ikabanda mazeketerita bararanto. Hallelujah, glory be to the Lord. Then my soul will rejoice in the Lord. That is verse 9. Then my soul will rejoice in the Lord, exulting in his salvation. Do you know when you are delivered, you can rejoice? When you see that the Lord has dealt with your enemy, you can stand tall to praise God. There are people that are not able to praise God. Their soul is not able to rejoice because all the time they are always oppressed. Oh, this witch is tormenting me. Oh, this thing is tormenting me. Oh, this wicked boss is tormenting me, is misusing me, is sleeping with me, is doing harm unto me. May the Lord deal with your enemies. May the Lord deal with your enemies. May the same snare they have put for you, may they be ensnared with them. May they fall into very pit they have dug for you. May the angel of the Lord drive them. Then my soul will rejoice in the Lord, exulting in his salvation. All my bones shall say, O Lord, who is like thee, who is like you, delivering the poor from him who is too strong for him, the poor and the needy from him who robs him. Do you know there are people that they are being robbed because they don't have a voice? They are being mistreated because they think you are just the cleaner in the company, so they think that you don't have good education is the reason why you are doing the lowly job in the company. But may the Lord defend your cause. May the Lord fight for your cause in the mighty name of Jesus. With those people that are too strong for you, may the Lord deal with them. Ikama hanta mazete legenanta lepiata zabarata. All my bones shall say, O Lord, who is like thee? In other words, your bones will receive life, your bones will receive breakthrough. Ikama to zopamanante. Metelete te beneta lepete pelegana manto ikabanda za perena to zopa barana ikabahanta matalagi. Oh Lord, who is like you, delivering the poor from him who is too strong for him, the poor and the needy from him who robs him. Is there somebody who is too strong for you, who has been dealing with you, who have been mistreating you, who have been bullying you? There are people that are being bullied in school. There are people that are being bullied in marriage. May the Lord deal with your strong enemy today. In the mighty name of Jesus, this very day that he has sent forth his word, may the Lord deliver you. May the Lord set you free. May the Lord deal with people who are too strong for you. People who are in power, people who are in politics, and they think they can just come and grab your land because they have a voice, because they can hire the best attorneys and the best lawyers in the land. May the Lord deal with them in the name of Jesus. Malicious witnesses rise up. They ask me of things that I do not know. Can you imagine? Malicious witnesses rise up. They ask me of things I do not know. They repay me evil for good. My soul is bereft. Praise be to God. You can imagine that people, malicious witnesses, they come and they claim that you stole what you didn't steal. Praise be to Jehovah. Because they want you to be fired out of that company, they are raising things that you don't even know their existence. Praise be to Jesus. And these are the people that you might have been so good to them, you might have cooked for them, you might have helped them in the time of need. Praise be to Jehovah Adonai. But now they are seeing you as a threat. They have forgotten that you have been been good to them. They have forgotten that you provide food for them when they didn't have anything to eat. They have forgotten that you paid their child's school fee. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. They repay good for evil. The Bible said they repay me evil for good. My soul is bereft. I know you may be so grieved in your spirit. Why are these people treating me like this? I was there for them, but now they are not there for me. Now the same people I lifted, they are out to destroy me. The same people I blessed, they are out to demote me. They are out to drive me away from the church. Praise be to Jehovah. But while they were nobody, I was the one that helped them. Makatara bababusha lepete benemanta. But I, when they were sick, I wore sackcloth. I afflicted myself with fasting. I prayed with head bowed down on my chest. Praise be to Jesus. This is the cry of a pastor. You know, when they were sick, David is saying that I wore sackcloth. I prayed. I fasted for their healing. Yokoba Zandala Basha. You know, this is the way our generation is treating their pastor. Praise be to God. When they hear a little mistake of their pastor, they make it news. Praise be to Jehovah. While they were sick, their pastor prayed for them. Their pastor fasting for them. Praise be to God. Their pastor counseled them. When they backslid, their pastor brought them back to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be to Jehovah. But they are the same people that will spread rumors about their man of God that was there for them. Unfounded rumors. Things that they don't even know is true. Praise be to God. They are the ones that are quick to spread the rumor like wildfire. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. They forgot that while they were sick, it was their pastor that prayed for them. It was their pastor that went on fasting. It was their pastor that wore sackcloth so that they may be delivered, so that they may be saved. Oh, namata namazadeleta. Lepete shabine kandola tamanajika. Lepete shabababa. But when they were sick, I wore sackcloth. I afflicted myself with fasting. I prayed with head bowed on my chest. I went about as though I grieved for my friend or my brother, as one who laments his mother. I bowed down in mourning. In other words, you did it with sincere heart. You know, as men of God, as pastors, when you see somebody afflicted, when you see the enemy is ravaging somebody, you take their battle as if it is your own battle. You enter into the battlefield to fight for their lives, to fight for their healing, to fight for their deliverance. Praise be to Jehovah Adonai. And to pull people out from the death, from the bed of death. Praise be to Jesus. It takes sincerity. It takes commitment. Praise be to Jehovah Adonai. But sometimes even the people you risk your life to deliver, they will be the one to come back later to backbite you. They will be the one to come back later to try to put you to shame. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Inamotala bajala daba. Lepeto shobamanta mandele dema. But at my stumbling, they rejoiced and gathered. You hear that? This is the word of God. Hallelujah. There are people that will be good to you when everything is good. Hallelujah. When you are upright, they will be good to you. They will be your sheep when everything is going well. When you are praying for them, when they are seeing miracles, when they are seeing good things. But the moment they hear a bad thing concerning you, they will treat you like an outcast. They will treat you improperly. But you used to intercede for their standing. You used to pray for them. You used to cry for God. Hallelujah. They will forget you. Your service. They will forget your years of commitment of being a pastor. The moment they hear that you have fallen into sin, praise be to God, they will rejoice. Instead of praying for you, instead of seeking for ways for you to be restored, they will be the one to pull you down. They will treat you like a beast. Do you know today there are people that are being treated like a beast in the house of God? Praise be to God. They don't even care of the services you have rendered. Praise be to God. Just because they found one mistake, hallelujah, in your life, they want to use that one mistake to destroy you. They want to use that one mistake to make sure you never rose again, to make sure you never held the mic in the pulpit again. But these are the very people that used to backslide all around, but you used to bring them back to the Lord. This is a message to men of God. You know, there are people that they expect men of God not to fall. They expect men of God not to commit any sin, but then they are busy committing sin anyhow. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Agabaradaba. Do you know, our real attitude is always sin. When our brother fall into sin, our real attitude, our real sincere heart is always sin. When your brother fall into sin, when your brother fall into sin, that is not the moment of gossiping. That is not the moment of rejoicing. That is a moment of wailing and crying, because you are losing part of you. You know, when your arm is gone, you can't be happy. When your head is sick, the whole body will be sick. When your feet is sick, the whole body will be sick. So, hallelujah. So, you can't rejoice when one of the members of the church is hurting. You can't rejoice because that single lady got pregnant out of wedlock. Now, you made it the gossip of the market. Praise be to Jehovah. Instead of praying for her, instead of looking for ways that that sister can be restored, hallelujah, you make it your business. You want the whole world to know. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. It is not supposed to be done like that. Praise be to God. We are supposed to restore our brothers in brotherly love. We are supposed to restore people back to the Lord in brotherly love. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. There are people that will be waiting for you to fall, and once you fall, they will start laughing. They will start looking, oh, he always preached righteousness all the time. He always rebuked righteousness, rebuked sin all the time. Now look the mess, the kind of mess he has found himself. In other words, you are not happy with the preaching. You are not happy when your pastor was blessing you. You are not happy. There are men like you are. Praise be to Jesus. So expect anything to come out of them, both positive and negative. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. But at my stumbling, they rejoiced and gathered. They gathered together against me. They were just looking for that one mistake to demote you. They were just looking for that opportunity. They have been looking for that opportunity for years. But at my stumbling, they rejoiced and gathered. They gathered together against me. Wretches whom I did not know tore at me without ceasing. They will begin to tear your garment. They will begin to destroy everything you have ever built. They will begin to destroy the good things that you have done as if you never did them. You know, they will begin to tear you apart. They will begin to tear you naked. Praise be to Jesus. Alabanda Zabaratam. Like profane mockers at a feast, they gnash at me with their teeth. How long, O Lord, will you look on? Rescue me from their destruction, my precious life from the lions. I will thank you in the great congregation. In the mighty throng, I will praise you. Praise be to Jesus. You are inviting God, please, Lord, deliver me. Deliver me from their destruction. Deliver me from their gossip. Deliver me, mighty Jehovah. I will thank you in great congregation. In the mighty throng, I will praise you. Let not those who rejoice over me, who are wrongfully my foes, and let not those who wink the eye, who hate me without cause. For they do not speak peace, but against those who are quiet in the land, they devise words of deceit. They open wide their mouth against me. They say, ha ha ha, our eyes have seen it. Praise be to Jesus. You have seen, O Lord. Be not silent, O Lord. Be not far from me. Awake and arouse yourself for my vindication, for my cause, my God and my Lord. May the Lord vindicate you today. May the Lord vindicate you from your strong enemy. May the Lord vindicate you from those people that want to destroy your destiny. May the Lord vindicate you from those people that want to destroy your career. May the Lord vindicate you in the name of Jesus. May the Lord vindicate you from those people that are spreading false gossip against you. May the Lord vindicate you in the name of Jesus. There are people that they are out, they are only looking for opportunity to bring men down. They are looking opportunity to speak bad against men of God. I want to tell you, be very careful. When you hear a bad rumor about man of God, don't pick up the rumor and begin to spread it. Be very careful. Don't speak of what you don't understand. You may be hurting people and you don't know you are hurting them. Praise be to Jesus. Be very careful. Vindicate me, O Lord, my God, according to your righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, ha, our hearts desire. Let them not say, we have swallowed him up. Let them not say that they have swallowed you up. Praise be to God. Let them not say that they have taken advantage of you. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Let them be put to shame and disappointed altogether, who rejoice at my calamity. People are rejoicing at your calamity. They are rejoicing that you have been demoted. They are rejoicing that something bad has happened to you. Instead of mourning with you, instead of standing with you at a difficult time, they will begin to rejoice. Hallelujah. We should not celebrate people's calamity. Praise be to God. You cannot be rejoicing when people are suffering. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let them not rejoice at my calamity. Hallelujah. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor, who magnify themselves against me. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor, who magnify themselves against me. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter the hierarchy you have. The Lord will clothe you with shame and dishonor when you magnify yourself against my life as a child of God. Let those who delight in my righteousness shout for joy and be glad and say evermore, great is the Lord who delights in the welfare of his servant. Then my tongue shall tell of your righteousness and of your praise all the day long. In other words, we are called to celebrate people. We are called to stand with people. We are called to speak good about people. Praise be to Jehovah Adonai. Today is the day of the Lord's vengeance. Hallelujah. You know, Psalms chapter 35 is a psalm of vindication. It's a psalm of vindication. You might be the one that, people are accusing you of the things you never did. People are saying things you never did. Hallelujah. You might be the man of God, people are spreading false rumors. Hallelujah. You might have stumbled. You know, to stumble does not mean you have fallen. Praise be to Jesus. There are people that even when you stumble, they want to take advantage of you. Praise be to God. You have not even fallen. You just stumbled. But they want to take advantage of you. They want to remove you from your office. Praise be to God. They want to remove you from your being a pastor. They want to remove you from being an overseer because you stumbled. They forget of the 30 years of service. They forget about the 20 years of service. They forget the days that you are dedicated for their healing. You are dedicated for their deliverance. Then you begin to understand their hearts were not there for you. Hallelujah. They were just using you, but they didn't care concerning your soul. They didn't care concerning your future. May the Lord vindicate you this morning in the mighty name of Jehovah. May the Lord vindicate you. May the Lord deliver you from the enemies too strong. Agabanda, we are going to pray today the prayer of vindication, the prayer of deliverance, the prayer that the Lord will vindicate us from any form of negative tongue. The Lord will vindicate you from any malicious witnesses. The Lord will vindicate you and save you and deliver you in the mighty name of Jehovah. Lepete shabine kendela pana. Eka baba 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 baba. Jepete le demanto zopamanate. Lepete shabana mantara baba baba. Begin to pray, cry out to God concerning His word. Lepete shabala banata. Lepete shabikete lebenata. Rata ta 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 ta. Lepete shadabala daba. Lepeto shopakata bala dikhande. Eka bokonda matasha dikeda. Lepeto shopara dikeda matarani. Eka bokonda matarabikena. Lepete shabire katara dabana. Eka bokonda matarabakari. Eka bakata bala tapali deba. Lepete parada kandela parina. Epana mantozo pabarakana. Eka bakata laga delegadade. Lepete shabire kandela gada. Contend, O Lord, with those that contend with me. May you fight against those who fight against me. This morning I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, in the name that is above every name. Mighty Father, I pray that contend with those that contend with me. May you fight with those that are fighting against me. Any spiritual host, any principality, any dark force that is fighting against my life, ekabana mataria rata parada keteradi ekabahanta mengedina kandorata radikando zopanate meketelata lepete seperina kandarata lepeato soparade ekabando mantamine mederata. May you contend with those that contend against me. May you fight against those that are fighting against me. In the mighty name of Jehovah, Matarada, Father, take upon your shield, take upon your buckler. Arise for my help. Arise for my help. Defend my cause. Take upon your shield. Take upon your buckler. Makata, Jehovah Kabor, Jehovah Sidikeno. May you arise to contend with my enemies. May you arise to contend with the enemies of my soul. Magi shishela mata lekida kando mana rita sadi ekabanto matalagi lekebetalaka talagi lekebana malta matalagi lekepereda kanda matarada lepeta shadala kata lepeta parada kedeme lepiato soparani ekabakanda matarani ekabakanda matarabiki lepi ata sabarada e kabokonda mataride e kabakatarada kande e arise o God, draw the spear and the javelin against my pursuers. Draw the spear and the javelin against my pursuers. Pursuers of my life, pursuers of my ministry, pursuers of my promotion, pursuers of my progress. Makatarata, draw the javelin. Jara rakadagi legebenata ratabish lepeta zagadali ikabanato sopamani ikabanato sopamani Kapalanata seperida lepenato sopamaranta e cabanta manta la ghija jetarani la pine manta radija. Draw the spear and the javelin against my pursuers. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Deliver my soul from the pit of hell. Deliver my soul from the destruction of the enemy. Deliver me, O God, from people that are too strong for me. Deliver my children, deliver my marriage, deliver my nation, deliver my city, deliver every member. Makatabalai leke benata lepete paride kendemata repa baba baba. Let them be covered with dishonor who seek after my life. Let them be covered with dishonor who seek after my life. Let them be covered with shame who seek after my future, who seek after my life, who seek after my marriage. Makata barata jekeperede ukutusa lekepene katapalaga da jeperida kandamata lagadi lepete shada barata lepetono mantalade kandalata leketarada kendelepene. We provoke the word of God to be made to manifest in our lives. Vindicate me, vindicate me, deliver me, Lord, deliver me, Lord, deliver me from the net they have dug for me in the name of Jesus. Deliver me from the hole they have dug for me. Let them be the one to be ensnared with their own trap. Let them be the one to fall on their own hole they have dug for me. Ekabana matali, ekabagana matali, ekatavagade. I shall dwell in security. The Lord is my redeemer. The Lord is the salvation of my life. I will rejoice. My soul will rejoice in his deliverance. Ekabana matari, I am delivered. Okobajana nanana. Ekabababababa. As a bird escape from the snare, I have escaped from the traps of my enemy. I have escaped from their plans. I have escaped. My soul has escaped. My life has escaped. My future has escaped. My family has escaped. Mashadabai lepiata sabi lepiata sanamani ekatora balanta ekabana matani ekapurata pani ekaparadabine ekapotopalari ekapatalabicha ekapatarabija ekanokotolate ekadabalanato ekaparata sali ekabagadalatai lepeteshani ekanamantanai ekaparadakani ekataradakani ejadalabahani ekaporanahani ejadaladahani. Deliver me, Lord. Oh Zada Baba Baba, deliver me, deliver me, set me free, set me free, set me free. I want to see the hand of deliverance upon my life, upon my marriage, upon my future, upon my ministry. I want to see the hand of God in everything that I do. Deliver me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh matala baba bushali lepeni alto zoba mantani lete shadananta zalatai. Hey, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, because it is done in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you all for tuning in this morning. I pray that you have been blessed. And if you have been blessed, please remember to share the video. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And thank you for tuning in. Join us tomorrow again for the morning devotion service. And I believe that this is a life-changing service as we pray the word of God. This is not my word. Hallelujah. This is the word of the living God. The Bible says, cast your bread upon many waters. Praise be to Jesus. We are casting our bread. We are praying these prayers because we know one day we will need them. You might not be passing through what these scriptures are saying right now. Hallelujah. But because we prayed, God's covering and protection will be upon our lives. Praise be to God. God's vindication. Hallelujah. This is very powerful. And the Lord is helping us. Praise be to God. We are growing strong in faith as we go through the word of God. In Jesus' mighty name, may you stay blessed in the name of Jesus. May the God of Israel bless you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. And may he keep you. In Jesus' name. Go out in the power of his might. Remember, this year 2022 is the year of our divine growth, divine acceleration, and divine protection, which is also divine preservation. The Lord will preserve us this year 2022. You are not permitted to die before your time. Hallelujah. You must fulfill your destiny in Jesus' name. Go out and do what God has called you to do in Jesus' name. Stay blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for tuning in. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Christ, you are mine.
Mine.